Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for May 9th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. This week, we found 66 stories we thought you'd be interested in, so we'd better get started. Just kidding. We did find 66, but as usual, we picked the best four. Here we go. The first story is going to change the way we all look at fat, being fat, and staying fat. It used to be thought that fat people just had more fat cells in their body. Hence, they were fat. But a new study published in the journal Nature showed that whether you are thin and become fat, or are fat and become thin, the number of fat cells in your body actually stayed the same. As a result, being fat is really about how much fat you store in each cell. They also found that 10% of your fat cells die each year, only to be replaced by the same number of new fat cells. Scientists think that if they can figure out a way to kill more fat cells and stop the production of new fat cells, they may be able to combat the obesity epidemic we currently have. I have a much simpler solution. Anyone ever hear of portion control? Have you ever heard the one about the elderly man that went to see his doctor because he wasn't feeling well? Well, a study in the American Geriatric Society showed that your doctor may be the last place you want to go. According to the study, commonly prescribed drugs used to treat high blood pressure, allergies, incontinence, and acid reflux, so-called anticholinergic drugs, actually hasten the decline of those taking them. In fact, they found that elderly people that were prescribed these drugs had a 50% greater rate of memory loss, and if given more than one of these drugs, lost their ability to be able to do simple things like dress themselves, shop, cook, and manage money. When we come back, we'll take a look at that all-important question. Got milk?
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
The dairy industry has invested millions of dollars to convince the public that a diet high in dairy products would help you lose weight, and most people actually believe it. Well, a new review of the evidence paints an entirely different picture. Of the 49 studies, 41 showed no effect, 2 showed weight gain, 1 showed less weight gain, and only 5 showed weight loss. Next time someone asks "Got milk?", ask them if they heard the one about the number of fat cells in their body. Ever wonder why we only present 4 stories each week? Research shows that most people can only remember up to 4 things at a time, unless they use certain strategies like grouping items together or repeating items over and over. According to the study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, it used to be thought that the number of things the mind could remember was 7, because most people could easily remember their phone number. However, they found that most people remember their phone number by actually grouping the numbers together. If it is so easy for the mind to remember 4 things, how come my significant other can't even remember to pick up milk on the way home? After our previous story, maybe it's best not to ask, "Got milk?" As we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Every day, the average person loses 60 to 100 strands of hair. Unless you're already bald, chances are good that you're shedding pretty heavily on a daily basis. Your hair loss will vary in accordance with the season, pregnancy, illness, diet, and age. And I thought only the dog was shedding. And that's our Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week, where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.